It's one of them days. First day it gets up to 86 degrees. All kinds of weird stuff is going on out there. Welcome back to the Tom Abraham Show. Glad you're joined us today on what is absolutely a gorgeous day, but I don't know what's going on. That these solar storms or something or whatever these people are, whatever's going on, has definitely thrown things into a tizzy. It's also thrown into a tizzy all those people who were naysayers about this Nashville Predator team and what they would do and how they would do it. And lo and behold, here are the Preds still sitting in the five hole. Those of you in the national media that are waiting for the Preds to all of a sudden fall from 5th to 13th, you go ahead and sit on that a little while, because it ain't going to happen. This team is just too good, and they play too well. And the architect behind it is my friend David Poile, the GM of the Predators, and he joins us now. David, welcome to the show. How are you?
I'm very good today, Tom. It's a beautiful day, like you say. So we feel good about where we are today.
Well, you know, when it's in the mid-80s, and one of the things that you're thinking about now is, okay, how am I going to keep the building cold enough over the next couple of weeks? Because I got bonus hockey coming this year. So that's
well,
a good thing.
I was in the building today. Let me tell you, it's plenty cold, so I think we'll have good ice for the playoffs.
That's a good thing. Well, congratulations for the fifth time in 6 years. And this may be one of the most satisfying ones, I would think, for you and the coaching staff and so on to have done it in the fashion that you've done it this year. Give me your thoughts on that.
Yeah, I agree. I mean, I think there was a lot of uncertainty as we started the season. I mean, just from a forecast standpoint, there was nobody that picked us to make the playoffs in any publications, and it just didn't seem like it all added up. And that was supported by our rather weak start that we had. I mean, we were probably our own worst enemy at the beginning of the year, and I probably think that not a lot of people really believed that we could do it, including maybe some of the players. But lo and behold, I mean, I only have good things to say after that, because when I look at where we are today and, try to analyze, all things that have happened this year, I mean, everybody, and I mean everybody, has made a contribution to our club this year to getting where we are. And, for me, as a manager of the team and trying to put together a team, it's really important that we get contributions from everybody, and I can certainly say that today. So it's been just a really good effort. This run for the playoffs after the Olympic break has been fantastic. I mean, our schedule has been really hard. We've been playing virtually every other night, but the results have been just terrific. The drama is unbelievable. It's either a one-goal game or it's going into overtime, so it's been exciting.
Yeah, and I'll admit, after the start, I was one of the ones that started saying, okay, maybe after 10 years, there needs to be a new face on the bench. You know, maybe it's going to have to be a change. Maybe something is going to, how can you get last this long and so on. And even I started letting that creep in. And yet you stuck with your guy, and he continues to reward you over and over again. And this year, if it wasn't for what happened in Phoenix, the guy's the coach of the year, and he may should be the coach of the year anyway. We'll see how the whole thing shakes out. And I thought Scott Burnside's piece, which I'm sure I would hope by now that you've read, is an outstanding piece. The Pred Way, very good Preds article, I thought it was, and it talks specifically about your long time relationship with Barry Trotz, going back to when you hired him to come here, and nobody knew who he was.
Well, again, it's I think for any business, I mean, any relationship you want to have, you got to try to stay the course. I mean, there's a lot of bumps along the way, highs and lows, if you will. I mean, nothing ever goes perfect in a business or in a relationship, and you can't just live for the day, or in our case, for the game. I mean, you can't get too high, and you can't get too low. If you do that, I really don't think you're going to succeed. I mean, I'm a big planner. I mean, I try to. I love the game, today's game, if you will, but I try to, get by that and try to, have a little bit of a vision of the future, where we're going, whether it be with our coaches or with our players, try to see everybody's potential. And again, Barry's done a fabulous job. I mean, he's just got a great way about him. I mean, as you saw in that article, I think some of the things were said. I mean, yeah. As I always say, I mean, I think he's a great coach, but there's no question to me he's even a better person. So when you got that combination, I mean, that's something that I'm not going to give up easily on, because I think Barry just keeps getting better and better all the time as a coach.
One of the statistical anomalies of this team, and we've been talking about it here for a couple of weeks anyway, is the fact that you're now 18 games over 500, and you're plus two in goals scored and goals against, 221 for 219 against. Everybody that's above the cut line is in the plus side of the deal. People like Los Angeles, who are 5 points behind you or so, or 3 points behind you in Los Angeles' case, they're plus 22, just as an example. Colorado just hanging on to the cut line at plus 15. It's almost –
it's almost statistically impossible to be 18 games over and be plus two. It doesn't add up. I don't know how. It's like these sunspots are happening today. I don't understand it. But you explain how a hockey team could be 18 games over and only two goals ahead of the plus minus.
I probably can't do a good explanation, but a lot of games, like especially early in the year, when we've lost, I mean, we've lost by
style,
by a few goals, and we know it's over. But when we win, I mean, we win by one goal. I mean, it's as simple as that. And it's, you know, I mean, 13 wins and shootouts or overtimes. I mean, it's a real fine line for the Predators between winning and losing. And we're certainly hoping that that's another situation that will help us when we get into the playoffs, because we've been in a lot of stressful situations. I mean, it's anybody that watches our games, comes to our games, I mean, it is a tense situation. I mean, like I say, when you got to stay to the end, I mean, don't leave, because you don't know what's going to happen until the game is over. So it's close. I mean, you know, again, we when you look at this team and you look at, say, well, why are you not going to win? And it's always probably comes down to the offensive part of the game, and that's where we're a little bit challenged. And the good news is that we've probably scored more than anybody thought we could score, but yet it's not our strong suit. So, you know, 3-2 is a typical game for the Predators.
Yeah, 221 goals now on the season, which, hey, that's not shabby. It's not like you're, you know, way behind on that deal. The beauty is just the 219 that are allowed. And, yeah, I'm like the writers. You know, I'll sit there at my desk while the game is on at home, and I'll be writing my Predators section of my opening of the show, and I'll be writing something like, this is an awful game to lose to the St. Louis Blues. How can you lose this game at this time? And then I look up at the screen and it's like, bang, bang, tied, win. You know, I mean, it's and that's what's happened. I mean, so for the resilience of the team, especially a young team, because this isn't something that's being done by a bunch of crusty veterans necessarily. This is Colin Wilson and Patrick Hornquist and the kid Pekka-Rinne and Goal, who you gave a hell of a contract to and now is rewarding that and showing that he's a guy that can carry us. So that's what's got to be exciting. This is something going forward. This isn't like the big run, you know, and all or nothing, and then there's nothing left for the future.
No, I think that's a good point. And, I mean, you mentioned the word being resilient, and that's certainly been a consistent feature of our club when we're down and out. And, again, we've been counted out more than a couple of times this year on our play, and we've always been able to bounce back. And, I mean, I think you're totally right. I mean, we have some really good veterans on our team, but, I mean, the future and the heart of our team is certainly coming in our younger players. I mean, we have three of the finest defensemen in the league, and Suter and Weber, who played in the Olympics and got great recognition in there, and Dan Hamhuis is probably behind them, doesn't get as much recognition as he deserves. Pekka-Rinne, our goalie, is the real deal, and he just keeps getting better and better. And, you know, Hornquist gets 30 goals this year, from 2 to 30. I mean, how good is that? Colin Wilson got a slow start because a little bit of injury and what have you, but he's only 20 years of age, and he's playing for us and playing really on our top line right now. So, you know, we really feel good about what's taking place here, especially in the second half of the season.
Yeah, it's a great point. Is there, when you look at the matchups and the potential matchups, I had said before this final four-game deal, you know, just get me to 100. You know, just get me to 100, and we'll just see the way the whole thing shakes out. And now, with two games left, 98 points, whether it's 4-5, whether it's 6-3, you know, even if you slip to 7, which I don't know that would happen anyway, is there any particular difference for you in terms of what you think this playoff can hold?
Well, I'm probably, you know, a little cautious in trying to say choose your opponent or hope to play somebody else, because I think everybody's real good. On the flip side of that, I think it's a little bit different team that we have this year in terms of our own, confidence. So, you know, we haven't had any luck against San Jose. I mean, two playoff series, and they've beat us easily. But, you know, I think that we would do better against them this year. Mm-hmm. If we had to play Chicago, I think that would be tremendous for our franchise in terms of they're in our division and also the travel, the closeness of the travel. You know, we don't really have a lot of history with Vancouver and Phoenix, but we're going to have some history because those are probably the two most likely clubs that we're going to play. So I guess we're going to be the underdog, but I really don't feel it's going to be a huge underdog situation. And I'm really confident that we can do well this year in the playoffs, and I think our players feel exactly the same way.
Yeah, and you know it'll happen nationally. You know, if it's Nashville and Phoenix, everybody, that'll be the series that nobody knows took place. You know, they'll look at that and say, oh, that's that Phoenix team that doesn't even have a home, and that Nashville team that almost got jerked out of there a couple of years ago, and now they're going to play each other in a play. And you know what? You can laugh all the way to the bank because you guys will be playing, you know, a high level of hockey. And, you know, Phoenix has done a tremendous job. And like I said, however that works out, it's got to be 1-2 for Coach of the Year, you know, because those two programs, just incredible jobs this year.
Well, I agree with you. I mean, nobody thought we were going to make the playoffs. Nobody thought Phoenix was going to make the playoffs. So if we match up with Phoenix, it should be real good. And, I mean, what really matters at the time of year is what everybody thinks is going on in Nashville. And hopefully our fans, those that are our fans, I know will support us. Hopefully being in the playoffs will create some new hockey fans here in Nashville. So there's nothing but good things that are going to happen here in the next couple of weeks with the Predators.
Now, a few more stories like the one Scott Burnside wrote too, and people start recognizing around the country what kind of a special program we got here with the Predators. All right, David, as always, a tremendous job. Again, congratulations on what you've done so far, and you never know, breakthrough that first, you know, round playoff win, and then who knows what happens. It might be one of those deals. You get on one of those magical runs like Tampa Bay a few years ago, and boy, I'll tell you what, you want to talk about something that would cement the franchise. Wouldn't it be great to be playing into June with this hockey team? So who knows what could happen once that second season starts. It's great stuff.
We're going to do it, Tom. I've got a good feeling this year.
All right, man. Thanks.
Thank you.
David Poile, the GM of the Nashville Predators. It's a good job by him.